92.7.
The South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry is warning Joburg's traffic light crisis is costing our economy a fortune in lost productivity while putting investor confidence on the line. For months now, Joburg drivers and visitors to our city have had to put up with nightmare congestion in the absence of working traffic lights. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
No, it's not only a traffic problem, as we say. You know, it impacts you negatively because you are now sitting in traffic instead of starting wherever you're supposed to start.
Alan Mukoki is CEO of the South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says there's a massive economic domino effect to our traffic light crisis.
One of the other hidden aspects of it is that then you avoid traveling at all, because then people try to resort or to default to the virtual type environment, because, you know, it's taking so much time, and that is an impact in the economy. What it means is that you're not paying for that fuel, people are not getting employed. Whoever is in the value chain, you know, of you going to a particular place, that contribution is also somewhat reduced.
And investor confidence is on the line here.
It does have a debilitating effect, because people want to invest, and you know, you want to have the level of confidence. People like a place that's clean, things are moving very, very fast. But when things don't work, you know, there's water running around all over the place is dirty, traffic lights are not working. That affects the level of confidence and investment.
Alan points out Joburgers would have a bit more sympathy if we could actually see something being done about this crisis.
You don't tend to see in South Africa, unlike other big cities, New York, London, whatever the case might be, you see police, rail police, not security guards, police hanging around most of the traffic lights. Police cars are there, and you don't see that. If you can fix a traffic lights and something that small, how are you going to actually respond to business when one out doing the bigger stuff?
Lesiba Mpia from our Roads and Transport Department insists they are working to resolve the crisis, but he won't commit to any time frames just yet. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.